With KAZU News, I'm Jeremiah Edding. This weekend, weather permitting, a one-mile stretch of Highway 1 in Capitola will close for 24 hours, from 7 p.m. Saturday until 7 p.m. Sunday. Drivers will be diverted off the freeway between the Park Avenue and Bay Porter exits, while workers demolish the overpass at Capitola Avenue. It's an important milestone in the long-awaited $250 million reconstruction of the freeway. KAZU's Scott Cohn looks at where the project stands and when drivers might finally get some relief.
If you're in your car in Santa Cruz right now, forgive us for telling you about something you already know. Rush hour traffic is awful. Even worse these days because of a construction project that's ultimately supposed to make things better.
Best of luck. We're all in this together. I'm part of the community as well.
That's Sarah Christensen, a Santa Cruz native, an engineer, and manager of the Highway 1 project for the Santa Cruz County Regional Transportation Commission.
You know, construction is, you know, inconvenient and can be impactful, but the final result will truly be transformational.
We're talking new auxiliary lanes along the 8-mile stretch of freeway to improve access for cars and buses, wider shoulders for safety, and ultimately 4 new bicycle and pedestrian overpasses like the one that's almost complete at Chanticleer Avenue.
The Regional Transportation Commission has a vision to develop a sustainable transportation system.
And it's now entering a new phase. Taking down the bridge at Capitola Avenue will allow crews to widen the freeway and add auxiliary lanes from Bay Porter all the way to State Park Drive in Aptos. Kevin Drabinski of Caltrans says they've timed the 24-hour closure of the freeway for the least possible disruption, and detours will be posted, but drivers should still plan ahead.
Right. They can make their own decisions on staying away from the area, or if they have to go through it, they'll be aware of the delays. But we want to get that information out so that people can make the best decisions on travel.
In about a year, there will be a new, wider Capitola Avenue overpass to replace the old one with the new auxiliary lanes on the highway below. Then they'll start another phase of freeway widening, the biggest, running all the way to Freedom Boulevard in Aptos. After that, traffic will be smooth, right?
That's a dream. That's not reality.
Rick Longinotti is chairman of the Campaign for Sustainable Transportation, which, along with the Sierra Club, is suing the state to force changes in the project.
This doesn't meet the goals because it doesn't reduce congestion.
Longinotti, who is not an engineer, says the state's own studies show traffic actually increasing on the highway in some cases early on because of a phenomenon known as induced travel.
It's basically, if you make it easier to drive in the short run, more people will get on the freeway. People who, you know, wouldn't dream of getting on the highway between 4 and 6 p.m. start to do so.
The lawsuit would halt the final phase of the project and require the state to consider more alternatives, including greater reliance on public transit.
Welcome, everybody.
And the group is trying to drum up the public's interest with community meetings like this one last weekend in Aptos.
We're going to talk today about the plan to build auxiliary lanes in Aptos. And where that came from and why it's not a great idea.
Better to do this right, Longinotti says, than to spend all that money in vain.
Do you want to offer people a phony solution? Is that helping people? Or do you want to do real solutions?
Sarah Christensen of the Regional Transportation Commission wouldn't comment on the pending lawsuit, but she said the county's plan is comprehensive, aimed at reducing traffic not just on the highway, but on local streets, and giving people alternatives to driving, like bikes and better bus service.
Our vision is to make it like a comprehensive, long-term solution that doesn't just depend on cars. It's about all modes.
She does say the construction timeline takes into account the inevitable legal challenges to a project like this, and that timeline is long. It'll be more than 5 years before the final phase is done, making construction on Highway 1 a fact of life in Santa Cruz County for the rest of this decade. In Santa Cruz, Scott Cohn, KAZU News.